Becky Johnson says that when she's feeling hidden or going through difficult times, and she doesn't understand what God's doing in her life, she has to remind herself,
it's just a process. It's fine. It's like what I say to get myself there. I'm like, okay, somewhere, I'm not really sure. I just fake it till I make it. I'm in process, I guess.
Good,
like,
yeah.
I feel hidden. I feel lost. I feel confused. But it's a process. It's God's process. And, you know, never once has the other end been, oh, it wasn't God's process. It's always been that God was shaping me and he's there on the other side of it.
We'll be talking about Banning Leibscher's new book, Rooted, and how to embrace God's process in our lives. That's coming up right now on the Jesus Culture Leadership Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Jesus Culture Leadership Podcast. It is definitely the favorite part of my week when we record this. I love it, the JCLP. I'm Becky Johnson here with...
Banning Leibscher.
That's right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I love recording it, too.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I get to interact with our podcast family, although I'm in a room here alone with, like, you know, you and
just
and Dean.
Me with a barren wall. It is interesting, though. It doesn't matter where I go in the world. We do have a podcast family. It's actually pretty profound.
Someone came up to me at our church, Jesus Culture Sacramento. I'm up there, and a guy comes up to me. He says, Becky, this is what he says. I'm one of the 52.
Yeah, totally.
And even better, he was from Indiana, which is my home state.
Love
Hoosier.
It.
I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is a special edition of the JCLP. I'm calling it the JCRP. I don't think I can just change the hashtag like that.
I'm not sure that hashtag ever really took off.
That's true. It's used by so many other accounts.
Is there an opposite of trending?
Yeah.
We need to come. Detrending. It's detrending all over Twitter.
It is the least used hashtag.
It's the least used hashtag anybody has ever thought of.
Within 30 minutes, it went antiviral. That's terrible. The R is for Rooted. Banning Leibscher, you wrote a book. It came out just recently, Rooted.
Yep, that's right. And we're going to take this entire month, all 4 weeks
of
the JCRP. That's it. We're taking it. Why? Nobody asked. I'm just doing it.
That's right.
No, we're absolutely. Yeah, I did. I just released a book. It just came out.
How does that feel? It's funny because, well, I don't release books or albums myself, but my husband,
yes,
you know, he released an album and it was like, by the time the album came out,
it's anticlimactic.
It was like 2 years old for us. Like the songs were written forever ago. The process was long. Is that how it's been with this book?
No, it doesn't quite feel as much like a song. Partly because you listen to songs so much. I'm not reading my book over and over again.
You are, be honest.
All right, maybe a little bit. But no, you know, so I think with albums, like, you know, you're listening to that album 6 months before it comes out.
It comes out.
Everybody's experienced it the first time. But
and you're like,
no, but it's definitely like, it's a nerve-wracking thing, you know? You write a book, you believe in it, you really feel like the Lord, you know, you just want to come alongside and encourage people with this message. And then... it's definitely out there for people to, like, you know, say, or that was amazing.
I don't know if you're going to allow me to share this, but I'm going to go for it. You recorded the audiobook, and I thought it was so funny because, okay, if you don't know Banning, he's type A, critical, driven person, always looking to improve. And he said when you were recording the audiobook, you, like, wanted to fix stuff.
Oh, it
like,
was brutal.
I would write it differently.
No,
oh
I shouldn't
gosh.
Have gone and read my whole – I had to read the whole book. It took about just under 8 hours of just straight reading, you know?
That's rough.
And so it is. I'm reading. I'm like going along. I'm like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have used that word. Oh, man, I should have tied this in better.
Oh, it's so funny.
I should have added this piece to it. Yeah, that was one of
We'll get the revised edition next year.
Totally. I'm going to go read it again.
All your corrections. Well, we're excited. We'll be talking all things Rooted. We'll be talking to Banning about the book. We'll bring in some people, and we'll just talk about some of the message and meat of the book that we're, as an organization, we're really excited for you to hear this message. So before all that, check this out.
This summer, August 4th through 6th, the Jesus Culture Conference is coming back to Los Angeles with A Sound of Freedom. With special guests, Lisa Bevere.
We can be, in our day, what the heroes of faith were in their day. But remember, at the time, they didn't know they were heroes.
John Gray.
It's easy to worship when you get a word. And it's easy to worship at the end of a word, but can you worship in the middle?
Jeremy Johnson.
There's no greater time than now. right here, right now.
Nate Edwardson, Banning Liebscher, and the Jesus Culture Band. JCLA always sells out, so purchase your tickets today at jesusculture.com/events.
All right, we're back and we're excited to jump into the JCRP. I'm going for it.
I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but that hashtag's not going anywhere.
Hey, I've got a few fans out there who are faithful to my hashtag.
Make sure they're hashtagging. All right.
Derek, come on.
Come on, Derek.
All right, Banning, so this is part one, the first podcast of the month. We'll be talking, like you said, all month long about Rooted. So give us a quick overview before we dive in. Of the book?
Well, obviously, this book for me holds something really dear because it's kind of Ian Bounds actually wrote, he wrote something in a book where he says, he's talking to ministers, you know, Ian Bounds. You don't know who Ian Bounds is, you need to go read his stuff on prayer. It's amazing. But, anyways, you know, early 1900s, whatever, he wrote that it takes 20 years to make a sermon. He was writing to ministers. It takes 20 years to make a sermon because it takes 20 years to make a man. And I would have never really believed that when I was in my 20s because I'm like, yeah, all right.
You crossed that part out in the book. You didn't highlight it.
But now as you get older, you realize, man, there's so much stuff that the Lord develops. It takes time to develop it in your life. So this is why I'm excited about this. I want to be able to really encourage people as they're on their journey. So the book is really, it's called Rooted because, or in Australia, we're going to call it Grounded.
for obvious reasons for the Australians.
Because, yes, Australians have a different language. It's really around the fact that when the Lord plants a seed in your life, a vision, a call, a word, that the next step after a seed is not fruit, it's a root system. It's roots. Mm-hmm. And that the Lord develops a root system in your life in something called a process. Mm-hmm. And he plants your life in a process and then begins to develop your roots underground, below the surface, in hiding, in dirt.
Yep.
You know, and it's not linear.
Right.
But the people that really embrace and get a value for a root system are the ones that actually bear fruit that remains. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a value for a root system, you'll never have healthy, thriving fruit. Mm-hmm. So my heart is really to come alongside believers and say, listen, you're called to make a difference. You're called to make an impact. You're called to live with fruit in your life, mm-hmm. both internally and externally. Mm-hmm. But that is attached to a root system.
And like you said, Jesus says, you're called to bear fruit that remains. So it doesn't just end. You know, I think that's so interesting. You can just, it's easy to bear fruit, but fruit that remains, lasting fruit.
Yeah, that's what we're called to.
Yeah, because you can bear some fruit without some deep roots, but lasting fruit.
Yeah, and the Bible's full of these analogies of seeds that are planted that grew up quick and went away because they didn't have any roots,
being
rooted trees throughout scripture. So the Bible consistently has pointed us to this concept of make sure you pay attention to and have a value for a root system. Mm-hmm. And that fruit is really just the result of a healthy root system.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited. The first podcast, part one, we're going to go over kind of that first part, the process.
Yeah, the book is kind of split up into two areas, if that's right. First half is just talking about the process, mm-hmm. you know, how to thrive in the process, what that process looks like, what God's going after in that process.
Valuing
that process. And then the second half of the book is actually talking about kind of a backdrop life of David. It's talking about three soils that God plants us in to develop those root systems.
Well, we're really excited to jump into the process that he's talking about and what Rooted covers concerning that process. Before that, we're going to bring some people in and talk more. But before that, we're really excited about this book and we love the JCLP family. You guys are readers. We all know leaders are readers and we want to give away some copies to you guys. So we're doing a really cool giveaway. We're excited to get this book in your hands. So check out the details for that right now.
We're giving our JCLP family 10 copies of Banning's new book, Rooted. To enter the drawing, simply tweet, "Leaders are readers, hashtag JCLP, hashtag Rooted Book." Again, that's "Leaders are readers, hashtag JCLP, hashtag Rooted Book." And we'll pick 10 random winners. Good luck from the Jesus Culture Leadership Podcast.
Well, hey, listen, as part of this podcast, I want to be able to sit down with some of our staff, some of my friends, and just kind of talk through really what we're going after in this book.
You see us as friends, not employees.
Okay, maybe I use that language for the podcast. Now get back to work. You know, I think, Becky, you mentioned this, that whatever age you are, whatever stage of life you are, that the thing we all have in common is we're all in process. That's the thing that we have in common. Whether you're young or old or whatever it is, we're in process, and the Lord is using a process to develop our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the reasons why I wanted to write the book was because I think that people kind of get hung up in that process a little bit. They sometimes they don't have context for it. They don't have clarity around it. They don't know what's going on. And so they're frustrated with it. Mm-hmm. Tell me your guys' experience with that. Tell me about what's it been like to walk through the process of God. And were there times when you didn't really realize, oh, I was in process and it was frustrating? Yeah, it's Becky over there last. Should we all turn off our mics and just let Becky
just
talk
go,
about
Becky,
this?
Go. Just go.
Oh my gosh. Where to begin? How much time do you have? Gosh, I feel like I'm still in the middle of a process. And I think at first when I was younger and kind of just starting out my journey with the Lord, I did not know. I'm type A driven. I want results. I don't have a ton of patience. And so I decided to follow the Lord and I'm like, okay, let's do this. I want to be awesome. I want to do all the things that you want me to do and I want to do them right now. And then how did that work out for me? I entered this process that I didn't know I was in of refining myself and the Lord healing me up in a lot of areas. I had a really broken childhood and I didn't realize that I had to go on a healing journey. Before I could really step into what God wanted for me, I had to go on a process for that. And then I'd go on a process with my marriage and then a process with my family and then a process with myself and a process at work. I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember, I don't know who it was to, I was crying to somebody going, when does it end? When do I just arrive? I feel like I'm always being, pruned. And what I wish I could have seen was that was the love and kindness of the Lord pruning me and taking away those rough edges. And, there was a lot of things I was striving for that I wasn't getting because I wasn't ready. Now looking back, had I gotten those promotions I was going for, or those breakthroughs or open doors, it would have killed me because I was not ready to handle it. There was so much that the Lord needed to heal in me in that journey. And, now I'm on another process.
So he continually moves us from process to process.
Right.
Or what I find is layer to layer.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of deal with it on this layer, but then he says, hey, I want to go deeper with you on that thing.
Yeah, I think too, I can look back in my life and kind of like what Becky's saying, when you don't understand the concept of that we're in a process, it gets really hard. And looking back in my own life, just understanding that what the process of God is changed so much for me, mm-hmm. because now, Bannon, you asked, have there been points? There's point after point that we have the opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
But I look back at my own life, the hardest times, the transitions, every one of those, mm-hmm. when you have the understanding that there is a process that God is forming you, it changes thing and mm-hmm. becomes this lifesaver of, okay, mm-hmm. it doesn't change that it's going to be hard or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, when I didn't understand that, it's not,
what did I do wrong? Yeah. God left me.
When you have context, it yes. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And that's such a huge thing that, your book, Banning, that as leaders, if we can get a hold of, it gives us this perspective to engage any season, any opportunity for growth that we're facing.
Well, I think that when you have context, what happens is it no longer feels out of control.
Yeah.
What's mm-hmm. hard is it feels like, dude, life is happening to me. This feels out of control. And then all of a sudden you begin to understand, oh, wait, this is God's process in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't out of control. This is just the Lord shaping me. And it that context helps a ton.
I know that for me, it's a lot of times I know I'm going through a process, but what helps me is that in hindsight, I can go, oh, that was the purpose of the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not always clear to me when I'm going through the process of why I'm going through it.
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
But kind of as you say, side.
Which is trust.
As you say in the book, God's developing my root system. There's a purpose in everything mm-hmm. that I'm going through, but I don't always know what that is when I'm going through it.
Well, and even if you don't know, just understanding this concept of the process and the context, like you're mentioning, Banning, like when you don't know, you can at least ask God, what, what is it? Because, we may not always know, but there is something. And even when we don't, we can ask and, God will show us, maybe not in the way we want to or the timing we want, but he will show us.
I'm shaping you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're shaping me. I just know that you're involved in this.
That's where I've had to really surrender in trusting. Like sometimes in the, like you said, it's not always clear why or exactly what. And kind of my excuse, I'm like, all right, well, it's just a process. It's fine. It's like what I say to get myself. And I'm like, okay, somewhere. I'm not really sure. I just fake it till I make it. I'm in process, I guess.
Good,
like,
yeah.
I feel hidden. I feel lost. I feel confused. But it's a process. It's God's process. And, you know, never once has the other end been, oh, it wasn't God's process. It's always been that God was shaping me and he's there on the other side of it.
Have any of you experienced that it takes longer than it should have because you just weren't sure what was going on and you actually were resisting what God was trying to do? And then when you realized, oh, that's God, mm-hmm. and you stopped resisting, things went a little quicker?
I don't know if this is true, but it feels true. It always takes longer.
It's always like, define long.
Than you thought. That's been my experience, but...
Yeah.
That's part of embracing the process is being okay with that and not setting. Yeah. It's when we set our timetable. Because I've had things happen quicker than I thought because I didn't even realize God had been preparing me for it. I'm like, wow.
There's been times too when I've attempted to abort the process.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how that works out. It wherever you left off,
he picks it right back up.
Yeah, God picks it up. When you're ready. You pick up right where you left off, you know. So that's been my experience, those times where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go over here. Well, that process is waiting for you there as well.
The process of God follows you, wherever you go.
He's not in a hurry.
And what I like what you say in the book, Banning, is that it's the kindness of God that is the process. Like, you know, we all hear that cheesy, he loves us too much to keep us where we are, but it's really true. Like, it's not God's anger with us or his disappointment or frustration.
Sometimes
with us.
We think, Lord, are you like, is this punishment? Is this like a sick game that's going on
absolutely.
Right now?
Absolutely. I know for me, I wrestle with that still. Like, God, please, oh my gosh. And I have to remind myself, this is actually his blessing on me. This is his favor. This is his love and kindness towards me that he is pulling out stuff in me that, you know, needs to not be there, stuff that needs to be refined. It's his goodness.
Do you, Dean, I don't want to point at you right now, even though we're the only ones that are 40. So let's just...
The old guys in the room.
Let's just me and you talk, Dean, as the old guys in the room.
Oh my gosh.
But these youngins, they don't
know. Embrace 40. Embrace it.
I'm embracing 40.
You're embracing 40 just like your process.
Let's do it. But would you agree, Dean, as you get older, you gain a higher value for it? Mm-hmm. It's not even, I guess, if you don't know that that's what God's been doing, you can get bitter. But as I get older, I find that I actually have a higher value and appreciate that the Lord's developing a root system in my life. He's shaping me. He's forming me. I don't know how to describe that. Maybe it comes with age. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But
I think you can see it coming at times.
Oh, there you go. You're not as blindsided.
Right. Like you're not caught off guard. God, why'd you do this to me? It's kind of welcomed. You know, you kind of see it coming, whether it's something that's happening with, you know, your family, or something's happening in your marriage, that whatever it may be, it's kind of like, this is where I need to do some work.
Wow, that's good. Know.
I have you mentioned that. I think whenever you've gone through processes with the Lord, you begin to really value the development of the Lord in your life. I look back now and I think, man, I would have missed so much stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the most valued revelations I have, some of the most treasured kind of encounters with the Lord or really seeing his character in a new way has been in the process for me. And, you know, I share this in the book, but, you know, my son gets cut from a basketball team, you know, an AU basketball team.
That's serious.
Yeah, that's serious stuff. But, you know, but I'm like really thrown. He's 10, by the way. He was 8 when this happened. But I was so thrown by it and I just was so thrown off by it. And then I talk about this, but I get into a place where I realize, oh God, I don't trust you with my kids. Mm-hmm. So Lord, I trust you with my kids. And then sure enough, 2 weeks later, my son's in a way better situation on a way better team that 2 years later, he's still with that team with a coach that I love, the team he got cut from.
I'm like, so true.
Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God, he's not on that team. Yeah. But my point is I now have that and I go, oh, I would have missed the revelation that God really does have something better.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so now when I think, I'm like, no, God's got something better. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, even besides growth or the outcome that, you know, all these things that come out of the process, I think one of the critical things that gets developed in the process is trust.
Absolutely.
And it has nothing to do with even what we grow into or where God takes us. It's actually our trust in relationship with him and that we learn, God, I trust you no matter what.
And Becky mentioned God's kindness and you're mentioning kids, but I could just see that, especially with my oldest, you know, 16. It's a process. You gotta embrace the process about them getting behind a wheel.
Yes. Geez.
And then the 18 and them going off to college.
Nope, I'm not listening to that.
It's another level of trust. And so it's almost God's kindness that he prepares us along the way.
It's a gradual,
You know, it's a gradual thing.
No, and it is funny. The fact that the Lord said, you can trust me with your kids when it comes to some, you know, in, not life, it's basketball for kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I it was so funny. It's a lesson. I can trust him with my kids. And now as we step into harder situations that actually matter a lot more, there's still a level of trust that's been developed. Yeah. Like, God, I can trust my kids. And you showed me that in a situation that didn't really even matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love it.
Good.
And I love to, you know, we all, I think everybody, we all kind of have some kind of need for significance. We all, maybe not every, some need, some people have a higher need of it than others, but you know, we all, everybody likes to be affirmed or get credit where credit's due or kind of be in some kind of limelight. And you say in the book, learn to love when you don't get the credit, when you get passed over, you know, nobody likes getting passed over. But when we can see that sometimes, you know, that's part of the process. You are in hiding. That's where your roots are developed. That place is where God's forming you. And so many people do everything they can to avoid being hidden. Mm-hmm. So they're putting themselves out constantly and they're avoiding that hidden place and they never develop their roots. Yeah. And so, you know, in all honesty, I can't say that I am totally okay with being hidden, but I am learning. That book is challenging me. Like,
and yet the Lord doesn't care.
Exactly. Just throw some more dirt over
me. He's totally fine. I'm not okay being in God. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm like, okay, like, that's a good thing. Like, you know, and I meet a lot of people and they say, I feel just like I'm so hidden. I feel like nobody sees me. And now I'm like, that's what you've got to love.
That's where you're getting developed.
Like, that's where the good stuff is happening.
All the nourishment's in the soil.
Totally. Or, you know, somebody told you one time, like, you'll miss those days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's funny,
you know,
because people complain about being hidden, and then when God promotes you, it's like, oh, I just wish.
The pressure, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wish people would leave me alone.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, I think when we can really embrace that, I just think, you know, I think in God's goodness, we'll grow either way, but I think that the growth is so much more, obviously, when you can embrace something and not resist it.
Well, listen, I wanted to, first of all, I just love talking about this, especially because this message for me has come out of community. Mm-hmm. And so walking through this with you guys, it just is so much richer and means so much more to me. But I wanted to just share a quick sermon clip where I am talking about this issue of the process.
You have to set your life up for longevity. Longevity is what matters. It's not just about bearing fruit. It's about bearing fruit that lasts. And you have to deliberately position your life for longevity. And in order to do that, it means that I have to allow God to develop my root system and develop my foundation. And there's a process involved. And part of that process, and again, in the life of David, David wasn't prepared in the castle. He was prepared in the field, prayer, intimacy, worship, and he was prepared in the cave, community. That these foundational pillars in your life have to be in place if you're going to actually sustain what you get. Have longevity.
So this issue of community is massive because the Lord will develop your life in community and he doesn't allow you to be on your own. Literally, I need you to get this verse in Matthew. Jesus comes and he says, listen, whenever you come to the altar, whenever you come to have communion with the Father, God will actually stop and say, listen, I want you to put this on hold. Our connection, put it on hold because you have a disconnect with a brother. Go get reconnected with your brother and then come back and connect with me. It is such a big deal to him that he says, put this gift on hold until you fix that. He says, listen, you can't say you love me and hate your brother. It doesn't work like that. You have community. He stuck you in a family. But I believe there is a war against John 17. I believe that one of the big things this generation faces is isolation and independence. I believe that isolation and independence will kill the call on your life. That God is going to stick you in community. And it's with a bunch of messed up people who don't have it all together. And he sticks you in there. He says, go figure out community. Go learn how to love people. And he develops your life in there. And one of the things that's coming at our generation is this issue of isolation and independence. And let me tell you this, isolation is a killer for believers. It is a killer for believers. Proverbs talks about it. Elisha encountered it. Isolation is a killer, and independence is a killer. We have this thing where somehow we can just do it on our own. We don't need people. We don't want people in our life. The concept of community where my walls are down and your walls are down and intimacy is flowing. Isolation is a killer. It is in community that the Lord begins to build our root system so that we can bear the fruit that he's called us to bear. At the end of the day, what I've realized is that not only is community a big deal to God, you cannot get away from it. Listen to me, you cannot. Independence and Christianity are countercultural to each other. They don't mix. What I've realized is, at the end of the day, not only is community, listen, this is a it's not the only foundational pillar, but it is a key foundational pillar that has to be in your life. That my life is open and connected to others.
All right, well, thanks so much for hanging out with us this week. We absolutely love when you get on and are part of the family. There's obviously more to come, but thanks for...
Love talking about Banning's book.
Really, really am glad you got on to talk about my book. That's how it works around here. So, hey, we do have something, though, you can get online.
Oh, that's right. We did something really cool with this book, kind of went all in terms of pulling out all the resources that we could for Rooted, because what we're finding is no matter what age you are or where you're at in your life, you're in some kind of process. You're in some kind of journey in some area. So we wanted to make sure we hit, you know, kind of all the resources to give over to you guys to dive into this book. So we did a full-on book study. Every chapter, we got together some really awesome people here, and we did like 10 to 15 minute chapter study for each chapter, and it's all available online. I think you should binge watch it like Netflix style.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just go for it. Just get your book, get your notepad. Ahead. Yeah. So, you can go through it with some friends, family members, or just by yourself. If you go to rootedbook.com, you'll see all those resources and more. So make sure you check it out.